Hospitals in Connecticut have collaborated on a level never seen before by this generation of administrators and healthcare workers who treat COVID-19 patients. They built more than enough hospital beds to prepare for the worst-case scenario in the state. Brianne Letta has more on how this collaboration will protect the state from the potential next wave of infections.
The state, with help from the Connecticut National Guard, went into overdrive to build temporary hospitals and beds to meet demand in hard-hit communities, or at least what was anticipated to be a surge capacity issue. Vicki Veltri is the executive director of the state's Office of Health Strategy.
In these kinds of cases, you have to plan for the worst-case scenario and hope that it doesn't happen. And that's what the state did. So if we did not have those available beds, we would probably have a much higher impact in the state.
Data from the State Department of Public Health and the National Guard show Connecticut prepared for over 2,000 additional hospital beds. Most were in Fairfield, New Haven, and Hartford counties, where there was the most number of COVID-19 patients. But even on the worst day, the number of hospitalizations per county never came close to hospital capacity. So, was Connecticut overprepared?
But had we not done that, there would have been questions, right? Had the state not done that, there would have been questions why the state did not plan for the surge capacity.
Some hospitals have worked for weeks in worst-case scenario mode. Yale New Haven Health has discharged over 1,000 COVID-19 patients from its 5 hospitals. By April, its Greenwich Hospital near the New York border treated more than 100 patients, most of whom are from Westchester County. And much of the hospital staff had tested positive for the virus. Dr. Thomas Balchazak is chief clinical officer at Yale New Haven.
And we saw it sweeping up from New York into lower Fairfield County and then across the rest of the state. You know, as we're getting ready, I think there was a sense of anxiety.
So they shared patients with nearby hospitals to lighten the load. Paul Kidwell says that happens between hospitals to open bed space and share resources. He's Senior Vice President of Policy at the Connecticut Hospital Association.
What the hospitals did in Fairfield County was created a sort of unique community where they were each talking to each other around what the daily need was, you know, bed availability, supply availability.
The construction of temporary hospital space, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, opened the door for hospitals to manage patients with milder symptoms who didn't need acute care. The National Guard says so far, the only surge space they've built that has any patients is Stamford Hospital in one of their old buildings. Hartford Hospital has inquired about space at the Connecticut Convention Center. David Pitlick is a spokesperson for the Connecticut National Guard.
It's better to have something already built than try and create it after the need is already there and it's already too late.
And Pitlick says unprecedented times call for this level of buildup.
Crisis never quite happens exactly like it's planned. There's always some unique flavor or aspect of this. You know, with this particular pandemic, it was how quickly it spread, just the transmittability of it. It's unprecedented for our generation, is what I keep reminding people.
Healthcare strategists say the buildup of hospital bed capacity was not a knee-jerk reaction to the state of emergency. Kidwell says it was about staying ahead of the curve and preparing for future waves of infection. Preparation is an effort that doesn't really stop.
As we return in some way to sort of normalcy, we'll have to be both vigilant about what we're seeing. And I think all this preparation will have helped us if, in fact, we do see another uptick in the spread at some point in the future.
The consensus among health administrators is it's better to be safe than sorry. Brianne Letta, WSHU News.